The views and opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the station, its management, or sponsors.
100.3 FM.
Welcome to Saturday Night Live for another week. You're here with Glenn, Peter, Mad Mick, and Steve. Is that your thing now, Mick? You just like
the pun?
Do an evil laugh.
Friday the 13th. It was yesterday.
What was?
Friday the 13th.
That's right, it was yesterday.
And is
anything spooky happen?
No.
When's Halloween?
October 31st?
31st, October.
That's the wrong time to have it here. It's
when should it be, Mick?
It should be at the end of our summer, like they have over in the Northern Hemisphere. That's the end of their summer.
I don't know if we can change the calendar, Mick, but we'll try to do that before the end of the program.
I don't think that's hard to do.
Oh, give it to Malcolm Turnbull. Because he thinks he's God and he can change anything.
Does he?
Doesn't think he can change much. But nonetheless.
You know why they call him Turnbull?
Oh, here we go.
Because they have to leave the last word off. That's Turnbull.
By the way, can we Mad Mick presents? Mad Mick doesn't like the Liberal Party. Breaking news.
He doesn't?
Or the Labour Party.
You seem to like pick on poor old Tony too much. You'll be picking on Tony again tonight.
I thought you like him, Mick.
Oh, can't stand the idiot. Tony.
Why would you
be... What do you mean you can't stand him? What did he do to you?
Oh, he done a lot. He used religion to keep certain abortion pills out of
system. Who cares?
He uses his religion beliefs to force other people to think that the same.
It's happened about 500 years ago, right?
Yeah, but it
happened last millennium.
What did he do, like, recently?
He's got an imaginary friend. Tells him things and it doesn't do anything.
Right. We also have sport on this week too.
Yes.
How's sport going?
Oh, yeah. We got Nick Kyrgios again.
World Cup soccer dramas.
World Cup again. Yes, that was interesting.
Very interesting. We'll also have Pete's week, bit of parking issues and fees and charges and...
lots more.
Yeah.
And the tennis girl.
Tennis girl.
The tennis girl.
The
tennis girl. Tennis girl we don't know about.
Cricket.
Where's the tennis girl?
Barty.
Yeah, she went pretty good.
Right,
Barty,
okay.
Barty goodness.
Sounds pretty good.
Do you have a movie review tonight too?
No, we do not.
Oh,
never.
What happened to it?
I didn't watch a movie.
Oh, that's fair enough.
Anyone watch a movie?
Nah.
Yeah, in my dreams.
Okay, Mick, that's the same movie you watch
every
week.
Segment's gone now.
You need to watch a new movie, Mick.
You might need to watch a sequel, Mick.
Yeah, there's always a sequel next day.
100.3 FM.
Yeah, it's time for sport though. A lot's been happening. Where should we begin?
World Cup dramas, Peter. What's going on with the coach?
Well,
there's drama there, central, right? There's reports he's going to leave. Will he go? Well, he's not going to go. But
You know, he said after the great game the other night, he says, well, come November, I'm going to.
The greatest game ever?
Yeah.
I think it was an okay game.
Because Australia won, just 2-1.
Hey, we won, so that's all that matters.
Go play Syria, you know, the next stage.
We just ruined Syria's dreams, the only dreams they have left.
Yeah.
Kind of feels a bit mean to them, really.
Next day, Ange says, come November, if we make it to the World Cup, I'm going to go anyway. Come on.
Wow.
Really?
What a sook.
Is that enough?
But he hasn't said that. Was it the newspaper report that said that?
Yeah, it was reports. They could be lying, but he just hasn't said nothing. He just needs to come out and say yes
Does
or
he need
no.
To?
Well, it will stop everyone having a pussy about it. So just say yes or no.
But he doesn't have to say yes or no.
Well, we want to know.
Do we?
What's the is it? Did the reports lie or what? Or is it fake news? What? I reckon he will stay because really, if they get for the World Cup, he's got to stay. Come on, you can't just pull the pin.
But he can. Like, once you get qualified, you can pull... That's the right time to pull the pin, because then you get a new coach in before the World Cup, and he puts the team in a good place. You don't have to go to the World Cup. There's no rules.
I reckon he should, you know. Come all this way for nothing.
But his gig is to get them into the World Cup, and if he gets them in there...
Yeah, well, then he should coach them to the World Cup, and then he can...
Maybe there's a better coach.
Then he can leave after the World Cup if they make it.
Buttercup.
Yeah, coach Buttercup.
Who? Yeah. I don't think so. I don't think so.
The game itself, Pete, it put you on edge though, right?
It was interesting.
In the last 2 minutes, it pretty much was gone.
It was extra time, 11 and a half an hour. Come on, just win. Just 2-1 will do well. That's all we need. No more. And then there's Stas and
serious.
Then they put Aaron Moy on the bench with that they didn't like, and they should have started him. But then one of the other players got injured, so they had to get put him on there anyway, a bit earlier than usual. But yeah.
So we're not quite there yet.
Crowd was just a bit like, disappointing. It was a disappointing crowd.
Yeah, I have 40,000. Yeah,
40,000 should have got 80.
Now, maybe, how about Honduras, Pete? Do we have we got that all covered? Or
I don't know.
Tell when the fat woman sings. That's
yes,
when
we know
we'll find
fat
out.
Woman, yes.
So that first one.
But like, obviously, we must be a bit of a favourite there because obviously we're ranked much higher than they are.
Yeah. So they play in Honduras first, then they come back to Homebush again.
I'll have to get more.
The second one, and hopefully, there'll be 80,000 there this time.
Now, Timmy Cahill's in a bit of trouble.
Mm.
Apparently, he had a T symbol.
No.
As part of his celebrations, which could have been an advertisement for one of his personal sponsors.
That could have been T for two.
T for you too.
Yeah. Or T break.
The gesture is trying to be the T symbol for the travel agency they've used.
No, you know what the T symbol was? Try! Not the ump.
No, it's obvious from the tweet that he sent out that obviously it was a trip or something company that he was advertising. So FIFA's reviewing it.
Yes, I know.
Because possibly he might have been advertising in-game.
That's great. Shouldn't do that.
$100,000 fine for that because the last person who did it, that's what he got fined for.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
That's a bit hefty of a fine.
Bit harsh.
Mm.
Now, big news in A-League this week. It is neck and neck with the Wanderers, Pete.
Yeah. What, now?
Yes.
Sydney,
the Wanderers, how are they going, Pete?
They won last week, so did Sydney, and also Sydney are in the FA Cup final.
What about right now, though, we're talking about?
Are they necking now, are they?
Huh?
Will they get to third
and
base?
You know what? Next week is when the Wanderers play in the second FFA Cup semi-final. Wanderers will win, and we'll be Sydney FC and Wanderers in the final. And we're going to win. Sydney's going to win.
FFA Cup.
Not like in England, it's the FA Cup. All right. So, hope it's a Sydney derby match, and Sydney FC will win for sure.
Yeah. Anyway, right now, Pete, Wanderers playing Central Coast.
And Central Coast could be losing 1-0.
No, 2-2.
2-2?
32 minutes gone.
Come on, Central Coast. Come on.
You want Wanderers to win?
Basketball. Yeah.
Come on, Iceland.
Well, they're in the World Cup.
Yeah, they are in the World Cup.
They're back.
That's why Mick's gone for him.
I'm so glad they're back.
He will.
Now, what about an A-League team in Tasmania?
Mm.
Andrew Wilkie, the independent MP there, reckons he could have a Tasmanian A-League team.
Yeah.
The Tassie Devils, I reckon.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Really? Seriously? Hobart?
Is there enough
teams? Well, they need it. Well,
do they need anything, really?
If Iceland can do it, so can Tasmania.
People mostly forget Tasmania's there most of the
time. They used to have
Iceland and Tasmania the same size, so maybe they could, like, separate and
team up.
They used to have a basketball team, the Hobart Devils, years ago. But there's no sporting teams in
Hobart.
Hard to
get a crowd down there, right?
Yeah.
You call them a
team. That's why AFL Hawthorn team plays home games down there every year.
Right, okay.
They should call them the Tassie Devils. I mean, Tassie Tigers.
That's what Glenn said.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I did, yeah.
You
listen to this show.
Mick Nelson, clearly.
Also, by the way, Iceland 2 in the World Cup, by the way, is the smallest nation ever to qualify.
Really?
Ever.
Yeah.
How many?
There's only about 2%. By a gazillion people. It's like Iceland has as many people as Campbelltown has.
There's only about 300,000 people living in Iceland.
When they were in the Euro Championship, a third of the country went to France to watch the game.
Yeah.
A third of the country just went.
The ones that didn't make the team.
Basically, yes. You to be in the team, they're like, can you kick a ball? You
really no.
That's awesome, though. Like, a third of the country not turning up.
I like that.
There's only 300,000 around that mark in Iceland. So, that's a pretty good move.
Yeah, good for
so, them. If they can do it, Tasmania can do it.
Now, Rugby World Cup, the countdown's on, Pete.
Yeah, a couple of weeks to go. It's interesting. The first one will be Australia and England, so it'll be a late night one to start off with. Yeah.
Now, there's also the first woman.
First woman.
To be the ref in the World Cup.
That's good.
Isn't that awesome?
Okay, so she's in the NRL?
Yeah.
I imagine so.
And her name is Badger or Sleeman?
Sleeman.
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 Belinda Sleeman.
Pete knows his female refs.
I know the two.
That was the first.
There's only the two of them. Casey Badger and Belinda Sleeman. They're the only two. So, yep. I guess.
Peter knows his refs.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
So Jamie for a full-time role, but obviously she's got a bit of an opportunity to work in the World Cup matches, which would be quite good.
Yeah,
when's the World Cup actually start, Pete?
14 days, I think.
Are you counting down the days?
Oh, yeah.
Really?
I'll be watching it. Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Football was over. Oh, yeah. You've still got more. And that goes till just before Christmas.
Right.
So now, what's happening with cricket in Australia and India, Pete?
Cricket.
Out.
Well, the 2020 last night was abandoned before they even tossed the ball because the ground was in a disgrace.
Bunch of tosses.
A disgrace mess. They got the locals to go and fix the ground up, but it was just no good. Half the tour they went over there, half of the game was all washed out. Pity they didn't do anything.
And what about the rock attack?
The what?
The rock attack on the bus,
when they threw a rock at the bus, yeah.
Mm.
Mm. Typical.
They might have thought it was a rock group.
Or rocket clock. The rocket man.
I don't think they thought that.
No, I think they knew what they were doing.
It's that rocket.
The rocket, right.
Nick Kyrgios. Again.
God, we haven't talked about him for about a week.
Oh, well, he beat... Well, of course, we knew Rafa would have beat him anyway.
Yeah.
It's good. He's getting on his behaving himself. Come this week, back to normal again.
Back to walking off course.
Back to normal. He goes, that's it. If I lose the first set, I'm out of here. I'm going home. Mm-hmm. So he lost the set. He went off. But he didn't go home. It's not even he was going to play doubles.
Right.
But seriously... You're a sook.
$40,000 fine, too.
Yeah.
Just walking off.
Because
a sook he is. Just bloody sook.
How much does he get paid for playing that?
Yeah, like triple that.
Just don't give him no money at
that's
all.
That's a good idea, right?
I mean,
if people walk out of your show, for example, they should be charged $40,000.
No, not me. I'm the best. No.
I think 40 cents would even be.
No, I'm
$4.
That doesn't include me.
Oh, right.
You're exempt from it.
Because I'm here on time, you see.
Okay.
Doesn't include.
Right.
If you're on time, you're right.
Now, what about this big horse race, Pete?
The Everest, the big Everest race.
Biggest, most expensive race in the country.
The first Everest, $10
million. Riddell won it today.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Richest price, $5.8 million.
Wow. They climbed the Everest and conquered.
Redzel.
Was that owned by the tradies or not?
I don't know.
I don't know who it was owned by, but it was a horse with four legs.
Yes, yeah, so that
won
was
a lot of money.
The biggest one, the first one. On the Everest and they conquered.
What about Bathurst last weekend, Pete?
Bathurst, that was good. Went a bit long. You know, went a bit longer than normal. But anyway, the rained all day. 6 and nearly 7 hours now they went for. It was ridiculous, but...
That's why they changed Bathurst from the long weekend. It used to rain on the long weekend, so they changed Bathurst to put it a week afterwards. And it still rains.
I know, they can't win, can they?
They can't control nature.
David Reynolds and that... Luke Gilden won it, so and that boss lady, she was lovely. The lovely old boss.
Boss,
yeah. She's gonna get a tattoo of Dave Reynolds' face on her butt.
You don't know.
How do you know
she
that,
would.
Peter?
I said she would, Dave Reynolds goes, "No, don't do that.
That's what she said.
Oh yeah,
wow.
And, she's, and Dave goes, "No, don't do that. Don't do that, please. I don't want my face on your butt."
All right,
something Peter says all the time.
And she's Yona. She was hilarious, funny old lady.
Oh, that's good.
Mm.
What else is happening in sport? What else is happening in sport?
Yes, she was. In sport, I was forgetting what I was going to say next. Ashley Barty won in the tennis as well. She's going good.
Right.
But yeah, we've got the soccer and all that happening. But yeah. Big Bash is coming up soon.
Bash out of the park, Pete.
The one-day cricket games are going. Sydney basketball. Well,
yeah, NBL.
Sydney Kings haven't won a game. They've lost two in a row. After coming back from overseas.
Not their season.
After coming back from winning, they lost in the NBA comp, right? Against the NBA comp. Then they come back and they still lose. So what's going on?
Didn't they just lose in the NBA? They just lose by a small amount.
25 points or something. But then they come back to the comp and they've won, lost, still lost. They haven't won. So they're on the bottom of the ladder, Sydney Kings.
Right. Come on. That's sad.
Very
so
sad.
The only way out is up.
We hope so. There's no other Sydney team in the comp. So it's a shame.
That's it for sport.
Yeah, that's all for now.
100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick Presents
Madness.
Dun, yeah.
Dun. Done right.
Yep.
Never done wrong.
When's it done wrong?
Sometimes.
It's only now we're doing it right all the time.
What about you doing it left?
No, we do it in the middle.
Oh, yeah. Mick.
Too much details. I was okay. Making you mad this week, Mick.
Tony Abbott.
Oh, God, come on. What's wrong
with you do this time?
What's wrong with people that hate Tony Abbott? He's such a nice guy.
He's saying climate change doesn't exist.
That's what he said.
Bicycles don't exist.
They don't?
But no. What gets me, he's got an imaginary friend. He tells him what to do.
Who's his friend? Come on, seriously.
Who's telling him what to do?
The bloke from upstairs.
I wouldn't picture Tony Abbott as a churchy.
He was
going to be a priest.
Yeah. Really?
Yes.
Yeah, jumped out of it.
Why did he jump out of it?
Well, I think his imaginary friend told him to get going.
Go into politics.
Tony, my son.
Well, you're going to change everyone's lives.
Please stop.
But what gets me is imaginary friends has certain rules, and he breaks every rule.
What rule does he break?
Thou shalt not lie.
He's never lied.
Thou shalt not make false testimony.
What did he have false testimony with?
What did he false?
First he said there was climate change. Now he says there's no climate change. And then they say, all the power blackouts are caused by Adelaide or South Australia's mechanism. It wasn't. It was caused by Victoria.
Right, okay.
So why is only Tony Abbott, though? He's not the only liar in town. Why are they always...
But who's paying Tony? For his trips overseas? Are we paying for his trips overseas?
I don't know. We can find out.
Yeah, find out.
Well, we'll one day. Not really a pressing issue on a Saturday night, Nick.
Oh,
never really worried about Tony Abbott's...
You're not worried about that
holiday
at
plans. No, I'm really not too fussed about that, really, to be honest. Because everyone does it.
No.
Yes, they do.
I don't
if you're a collie, they do it.
I don't go overseas and put my tab onto the government.
You haven't tried going to Centrelink and putting down your receipts there and said, I want a nice
holiday? Oh, yeah, I've tried that. Yeah. And never
what do they
done
say?
It. Oh, sorry, you're not a politician or you're not old enough to get the perks and looks.
You were a politician once, though.
Never a politician.
You were a politician. He just wasn't successful.
I went to try to be...
But that still makes you a politician, though, right?
No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
To be a politician, you have to be in...
You were on the outside.
But you were on the ballot and you nearly won. Man.
Yeah,
you
not nearly good. Won. There's only 2,000.
You beat the former mayor of Campbelltown.
Who cares? So. Anyone could beat him.
Wow. 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 It's on. He's back.
Wow. Don Bus.
But does Tony ever get a bad time all the time? Because they always call him like an anti-feminist.
He's a hypocrite. He's a bloody hypocrite.
Why?
About what?
He says one thing and does the other.
Yeah. Don't you?
No. I'm perfect.
Me.
No, I've never seen a bigger lie in my life.
No.
I'm sitting down. Oh, yeah. Is that why I hate myself?
What else is making you mad this week, Mick?
Because
it's not Tony Abbott related.
This one was the state government lost a court case in to do with coal mining up near the Blue Mountains.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are they doing? Going to change the law so the judgment of the judge can be overturned and do it.
So what was the judgment then?
That they weren't allowed to extend the coal mine. But the reason why was the coal mine will be leaking toxic water into our water system, into Warragamba Dam.
Damn it.
And what did the... Liberal government says, oh, we can always put filters on it. Yeah, how long are they going to do that for? 20, 30, 50, 1,000 years? And who's going to pay for the water thing? And how much are they going to get out of the coal mine?
Mm.
And is that going to cover the cost of filling the water for the Warragamba Dam?
Don't know.
Not for 1,000 years.
Well, we won't be around by then.
Maybe. Yeah. That's how long, or it could even be half a million years. That's how long.
Half a million years.
Yeah, it's a very stupid attitude.
Wow.
But coal mining's got to happen some way. How do we get our power, Mick?
You get the politicians and get them to run on a little roundabout.
Well, that's a new thing now, right? There's a new thing that you can do now. Apparently, there is the bicycle that you can cycle and make a smoothie out of.
There's also
it's some ridiculous thing.
You're working off the smoothie before
basically
you have
it. Basically, it's to save power, right? So if you're going to make your smoothie at home, it's just like, you know, using the blender on the bike.
But there's also the one where you walk and you charge your mobile phone.
I walk. And my phone's always out of battery.
No, there's a shoe. There's a shoe charger. When you walk, it charges your mobile phone.
Wow. Okay. Wow. Yeah. I mean, that's good if you want, if for like people that want to exercise.
Yeah.
Can you get a thong that does that as well?
No, a thong goes on here.
No, the
on
thongs.
Your feet.
Thongs. On your
feet. Oh, you mean flip flops?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't call them flip flops, Mick. What are you, Victorian?
Or thongs. You always get mixed up with thong. I'm wearing thongs.
So do you want to charge?
I wore a pair of thongs.
I think that's why Americans find.
Are you going to charge that up? Are you, Mick?
I've already tried that.
Right. Charge up your thong.
3FM.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Pete's Week.
Yes, I'm going to start with music.
What? Are you going to start Pete's Week, Pete?
What?
Yes.
This is unusual.
I am.
Why is that Pete Week every week?
I always thought it started on Sunday, the new week.
Mm.
So it depends.
Pete's Week.
I find that weird when people say that.
No.
It starts on Monday, right?
Yeah.
But this is a music festival that's going on.
Where at?
A three-day music festival, similar to the one at Camden's Live and Local one, is coming to Campbelltown before June next year. Can't make it the 1st of June.
What is this festival? What is it?
It's the Campbelltown Council has announced that it said $20,000 grant to make the event, set to be named the Campbelltown Beat Street a reality. Beat Street.
Beat Street, I think.
Beat Street. Beat Street. Menangle Rockers, the Ribbons, will also be playing at Yours and Ours in previous years. So, the Ribbons, yes, number one a few years ago, will be here, yes.
Are they dressed up like hippies or are they dressed up like beatniks? Because Beat Street beat music come out in the 50s.
That'd be good to go because the event will also be a chance to see local artists showcase their talents. And will also provide a boost to our local businesses. Exact dates and further information will be announced later on. Wollongong hosted a two-day festival, the same the Yours and Ours Festival, on the long weekend. It attracted a big-name artist, including at the drive-in. So, yeah, I reckon the three-day event in Campbelltown... Wollongong. That's a band from Wollongong. This three-day event should make it on the 1st of June, because that would be great, my birthday. Yes.
Well, is June going to play with you or not?
June always plays with me every first day of June.
Are we talking about June the month or June?
June on my birthday will be a great present for me next year, and I can play a festival on my day. The Pete's Week Festival.
Pete's Week Festival.
Yes, can't wait for the Pete's Week Festival. I bet you people also can't wait for Smart Park. Would be cheaper to do that. Nonetheless, shoppers at MacArthur Square are getting excited that if they park more than 3 hours at MacArthur Square from October 31st, they'll be paying up from $3 to $40. Shoppers can get some credits. They'll get free parking if they spend $150 or more. There's different fees at the convenience corner. Whatever the convenience corner is.
Yes.
If you're a registered customer who has a mobility permit, it's free still. Cinema patrons also have a bit of rules there as well. And they're using number plate recognition to decide who pays and who doesn't. Still free after six, so there's a whole bunch of rules here. But essentially, the money is up to 3 hours free, and then you start paying all across the square.
They have to have those boom gates working.
It's like,
yeah, that's what they're going to be doing.
Because I went there today. I went there today.
Well, it doesn't start till October 31st.
2 weeks.
Oh.
And I don't think they don't have boom gates at entry, they have boom gates at exit.
That's right. I just said they didn't have any boom gates.
But they've got to put them in. It hasn't all started yet.
They'll be there next week.
October 31st.
I won't be there.
They'll be there next week.
Well, then you're not affected by this problem, Mick. You'll probably be okay.
No, I'm not a bike, because an OK is a bike.
The K.
But it takes more than 3 hours to look for the MacArthur Square these days, so...
And the other road news this week, too, with motorists getting charged, the... Labour MPs are out in force, somehow are stopped by the motorway. I don't know how they can do that, actually, for the photo opportunity, but nonetheless, they're stopped by the motorway saying no new M5 toll.
No.
From the party that, I must remind them, actually was going to get rid of the M5 toll at one point. That was the car government. Bob Carr.
Yeah, but didn't they stop on the expressways?
No, I don't know what you're talking about, Mick, but anyway.
So did they get booked for doing it?
Well, they obviously parked their cars and they got these really tacky signs out, and and they are the tackiest signs I've ever seen. They're obviously going out as a big election issue for their election 2019. They're going to be pushing this really hard because they are claiming the government's going to put a 40-year extension on the toll concession on the M5 West, is apparently what they're saying.
Do you know how much they'd make on that 40-year concession if they didn't have give it to the private concern? They could pay for all the debts, what we've got already.
You don't think it's that simple, but obviously they're trying to do this to fund WestConnex, which is this huge project they're doing.
WestConnex already been paid for by the government by selling off our power grids.
No, it hasn't, but nonetheless.
That's what they said to us.
Oh, I wouldn't listen to what they tell you, Mick, but it hasn't been paid.
All the time.
Money doesn't grow on trees.
No. Yes, they do. You've got plenty of green.
No, they don't.
Now, speaking of parking, there...
More parking week.
There was a public outcry as to why there was only 10 parking spots proposed for the forthcoming Oran Park High School.
So kids don't drive.
Yeah, I think that might
there's
be.
A tip.
So the local
kids do drive.
Most of them don't.
Local residents went to the Department of Education and the department listened, and they decided that they're going to implement 70 more spaces for a total of 80.
Do they have to park there for just 3 hours? They pay free.
They might get charged, I think, after 3 hours of school.
No, the kids after the fifth and year 12 and year 11 usually have their licenses.
And the teachers and whatnot. Yeah.
And the parents who come and pick them up.
Well,
Audi opened in MacArthur Square the other day, and also Willowdale.
I went there today.
You went there.
I'm very excited.
How was it?
Went to Willowdale.
It's a bit rubbish, really.
Pretty crap.
Yeah. Willow.
Well, that opened at MacArthur.
Wasn't the most exciting place to ever go shopping.
With the old Coles Watts. And yeah, I went to Costco yesterday and it was.
Did you get married, Pete?
Pretty good. No, I had a quick look and it was pretty good.
Wasn't legal for you yet either, Peter, because the SSM survey.
What was the same sex marriage survey?
Is apparently the Greens council. There's actually a Greens councillor in Campbelltown Council. Ben Moroney is saying he wants to encourage more participation in the survey, and he reckons the council should start advertising that the survey's on in case anyone's missed out that it's on.
What survey is that?
I think it's the Family Feud same-sex marriage survey.
Oh, yeah.
Jenny will be sending it on Channel 10 next week. Does anyone not know it's on, really? Do we really need them to have it? It's almost finished.
It's
like, most people already submitted their forms, mate. 57% of people already voted. I think it's gone up to 60 this week. No, he's worried about it being accurate. I think he's worried about it being yes. I think he's taken the mickey here.
No, it depends on how many you send their votes back.
It's important we get close to 100% as possible people voting. He's worried about people having poor literacy skills and time in the day to post.
Not too hard.
It's been 2 months and it's a question with a yes or a no question.
Yes or no, seriously.
But they might be living in the burbs and there's no bloody...
Post boxes
around.
Oh, come on, Mick. There's post boxes in the world.
There's heaps.
There's two in Campbelltown.
There's only two in Campbelltown.
There's one in my place.
Mick, the problem is you got to move.
You've got to move to a post box, Mick,
you
can't.
Walk or drive to a post box.
It's not hard, guys. It really isn't.
I walk and drive. And I drive people up the wall.
Mayor George, in one of the best things he's ever said, is, "I don't think it's our role. We are not the communications department for the federal government. I think the government and both sides of the campaign have done a good job of marketing the survey already. Because, quite frankly, I think most people are sick of bloody hearing about it, to be honest. But why should the council be putting money in to like, promote a survey? That's a federal government responsibility. That's like saying the federal government should promote the local council election.
Well, Greg...
Which they wouldn't do.
Well, Greg Warren sent out another postal about the tollway, right?
Did he? A petition he sent to everybody as well.
Yeah, he sent it out.
The M5 plebiscite.
I've got one. I haven't sent it yet.
He's not my member.
No, I haven't sent mine yet.
Well, you can't wait. Will you be voting yes or no?
I don't know.
Have you asked God what he thinks about the M5 toll?
Is the M5 toll in the Bible?
I think it is. I think it said, "Adam shall not pay a toll on the M5 West."
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Without a cash back.
Now there are more than 81,000 homes with the NBN. Yes, which people are still not happy.
How does Pete have the NBN and I die? Outrageous.
Well, the thing is that most of it is in, I guess, the outer parts of the city as a test run. However, the MacArthur region is going to get an additional 7,700 in Minto, Douglas Park, Wilton, Wollondilly, and Tarmoor over the course of 2018.
Because they've got down the ditch.
Yeah. So, for those that don't have the NBN there.
Down the ditch, man.
Yeah, so... I mean, my NBN's fine, I think.
I don't know.
Stop downloading, Peter. It's all those...
Play out sometimes. But the MacArthur region's present wildlife is facing the fight of their lives and with the development ramming up across the rural and bushland habitats. That's right. The house is going up along Appin Road soon, and the Chronicle is calling on the leaders in government to preserve and protect the wildlife in the face of the increasing development. So about 300 koalas call the Campbelltown area home. Of course, it's Koala Watch. And the Chronicle is calling for increased wildlife protection, including wildlife fencing and underpasses. So,
They should have overpasses as well. But without the wildlife, what would the world be without any other creatures except man? It would be dead.
Yes, Labor Councillor Karen Hunt, who called for the measurements, said they were vital for the safety of both human and wildlife. Unfortunately, the number of koalas being killed are females, so that's impacting the breeding season. So there you go.
Now in our freeloader of the week column, Dr. Mike Freelander has won our freeloader of the week prize for his stupid ad in the advertiser this week. It must be the silliest ad ever. The doctor decided to put an ad in there on a blackboard saying, "I wish all Year 12 students good luck in their HSC." And obviously, he's paid all this money to put an ad in the newspaper. What the hell?
Wow.
Why would you pay all that money for a stupid ad?
$1,000. He's hoping to get their votes next time.
But Year 12 students do not read the local paper.
No, they're studying for their exams.
And if they're reading this, get back to studying.
Yeah.
What a stupid, stupid waste of money.
Well, they might have.
Like, must have a bit of money to spare.
If you just, I mean, we pay for this as taxpayers. Not clear if we had or not, but... Obviously, they get allowances to communicate to their electors all the time with stupid publications.
Well, I would think they would read the Chronicle this week because the MCR program guide's in it.
If the MCR's program guide is in it.
Well, HSC students are thinking of that.
That's important, Peter, though. This is not.
Yeah. Now, remember, should we be paying for their advertising? Because the people who don't get into politics, who stand, are losing out because they don't get the publicity.
I just don't like spending money.
Yeah.
And all the stuff they send out is such rubbish. You know, it's like, oh my God, we've done so much.
I usually just throw it away.
Yeah, I just throw it away. I say, oh, this is rubbish.
Yeah, pretty much.
Where's my restaurant menu? They're not rubbish.
Where's my Groupon?
Yes.
Now, Councillor Masood Chowdhury wants Minto's Redfern Park to be the next big entertainment hub.
Yes.
Capable of...
There's a train line.
Where is... Redfern Park.
Near the train line.
Never heard of it.
Near the basketball court at Minto.
No. Yeah, the netball courts.
Oh, okay. No, yeah. I have not heard of it. Wow.
Steve, you've never heard of anything.
Go to Minto,
I don't go to Minto enough to.
Well, I heard you went to Glebe recently. You didn't even know there was hipsters in Glebe.
No, I knew that, but I didn't realise how many there were.
Oh, right. You didn't realise they all lived there.
Well, after the show, we'll go to Minto, right?
No, I've got better things to do.
Yeah, but where the netball is going to play, if it's going to be turned into an entertainment centre?
Inside?
Yeah, have you seen how big the entertainment...
The basket. They've got the sports centre there, though, don't they?
Yeah.
No.
The netball's...
Yeah. They can just move it inside.
And then the auditorium's next to the road.
Yeah.
So there's room.
It will work.
Yeah,
easy, man.
You can sit down and watch everyone. But the snakes are out because of hot weather.
I like snakes.
And lizards and stuff like that. What?
Put it back in your pants, Pete.
No, I had a lizard before and put it back in the pool.
It's cold, Peter. Put it back.
A show snake catcher, Sean Cade, said he's relocating a record of up to a dozen snakes every week from Harrington Park.
Go snakes. I like snakes.
But they're pretty yummy, aren't they?
No, they're very intelligent. They're very curious type of animals.
Snakes, I had one today.
Yeah, they're very delicious.
That's right. there were a lot more snakes necessary, but just more and more habitat are destroyed every year, as with the koalas.
Eastern brown and red belly black snakes have been sighted in Ingleburn, Norrolan, Oran Park, Smeaton Grange, Currants Hill, Camden, Picton, Filmy, Razorback, and a lot more. So
excellent.
And this is actually, we got a lizard the other week, and me brother found a lizard too.
I got blue tongue lizards at my place. There's about three or four of them. They keep down the cockroaches. They keep down the.
You eat them, cockroaches.
And they also keep down the, the snails, the slugs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. They're very nice animals, the blue tongues. And I've got little skinks, heaps of little skinks everywhere you
little
look.
Little skinks, what are they?
Lizards about as big as your little finger.
Oh, okay.
And they run everywhere.
And they're called little skinks?
They call them skinks, yeah. These are copperhead skinks.
Right.
Now, in other non-snake related news, another road connecting Campbelltown to Camden will open in a matter of weeks.
Excellent.
The highly anticipated Gregory Hills Drive, the first movie.
Not as good as
the original, right?
Not the original.
Is in its final stages of construction. Will connect motorists from Cannon Valley Way to Eagle Vale Drive and Brad Gully Road. Very exciting, Pete.
It's the road that goes through St. Greg, passing Greg's on that road.
I bet you, Glenn, people are going to complain about the traffic.
Yeah, good.
No.
Yeah, well, people are going to complain because going through St. Gregory's College, it's that road that connects to the other end of
St. Won't you solve Norrolan Road? This will be better for Norrolan Road, right?
Yeah.
We'll take pressure off it, right?
Oh, really?
It's a shortcut.
There'll be no traffic on it for a week.
Shortcuts, we'll take it, because the traffic's so bad on the Rollin Road between.
What are you talking about?
Peak hour.
It's not that. It wasn't that bad today.
In peak hour.
Don't go down peak hour.
In peak hour, it's terrible, yeah.
And go along there during on Camden Valley Way during the normal time on Saturdays and Sundays, it's just as bad as normally peak hour.
It's a Saturday, it's a weekend. What do the people think? They're going to stay home all day?
You go for a drive, but you don't expect to go into a traffic jam or a car park.
No, I've never seen it like a car
there's
park.
One here. There's one here. The Campbelltown and Macquarie Fields Command are set to merge into the biggest shake-up of the New South Wales Police Force. Huh?
We've already mentioned this one.
So that, I reckon.
This story's gone on for about 5 weeks.
We talk about it every week.
Norrolan Road might be getting fixed, and now they're going to do something new.
Yeah.
Police cops merging.
They're going to merge. They're not going to merge.
They'll be the same. They won't merge.
You get a worse outcome anyway.
No, I don't think so.
Because every time they do something and say, oh, it's going to be better.
No.
Just like the power.
It'll be fine, man.
Selling off the power bills and all this. We'll get cheaper power bills.
You're just hesitant to change. Right. You just don't like change.
100.3 FM.
I'm telling you right now.
What do we have to do here?
Nothing. I'm going to take a shower. You sit there and have a drink. Water.
I don't drink. Can I stay on the bar?
No. You must come here now.
No.
Please.
No, I don't want to.
I'm not doing anything with you. I promise.
Now you're embarrassing me. I'm sorry. I cannot. No, yesterday was kind of aggressive for me. I need to know a person to be touched.
I won't do a thing. Everything,
please. I swear I won't. Yes, Harvey Weinstein.
Talking about the Filipino-Italian model.
Yeah.
Remember, there's always been the casting counts.
Hey, we haven't told the story yet. Mick, don't spoil the story.
Ruined our segment.
God.
Aww.
It's Hollywood moguls Harvey Weinstein was in that clip.
Everyone would have heard about it.
I don't think so. Not everybody.
No, everyone waits for us to report it.
That's it. This is news first. 1 week
bong,
late.
Bong.
Yeah, that's kind of embarrassing.
So I don't even know who this guy is.
You've never heard of Harvey Weinstein.
Apparently he's famous in Hollywood.
Weinstein Company?
No.
He's got Miramax?
Miramax, I've heard of Miramax.
Okay, well, he owns that company. Well, he doesn't anymore.
No, they changed his name, right? They sacked him, getting rid of his name.
He got several Academy Awards for productions.
He's just one of the most famous movie producers.
He's made
some of the biggest movies.
Spielberg's much more famous. Tarantino.
Well, people know Spielberg.
Yeah, but...
No, but like the inner...
But no one ever says that's a Weinstein movie.
Yeah. Well, no, they do, because from the logo when the movie starts.
And?
I've never seen it.
You probably have. I'm telling you. How often do you watch movies then? So.
Good point, Steve. Good point. Touché, touché. Occasionally.
Well, there you go.
He's very famous.
He is.
So, but apparently he's been pushing his luck for many decades.
Yeah, that clip was released by The New Yorker, and not working out. He's going to lose his membership on the Academy Awards panel.
That's the English ones. He's already lost the English ones.
He's lost. He's losing all his film credits, like future ones. And they might even do the previous ones as well, which would be a bit weird.
Don't we still call the Bill Cosby Show the Cosby Show?
I don't think anyone's even mentioned that show in a long time.
To be fair, it's probably not ever on TV anymore.
No, no, they took
probably
that
not a concern
TV.
Or an issue.
It's like Ralph Harris.
Yeah. Alright.
But has any of this been proven or like, has no, he gone to court
kind of like
or?
It hasn't gone to court, but he's paid them off out, he's paid a lot of women off out of court throughout the years.
And then no one said anything, right? Swept on the carpet.
The women who didn't get paid off got jobs, through the casting couch.
Well, you don't know that, Mick, but.
But the casting couch has been around since movies have been shot.
Have you ever been on the casting couch, Mick?
No, I haven't slept with anyone yet.
Oh, at all?
No. I haven't had a job to get one.
See, it's what you're doing wrong in your career,
start
Mick.
Sleeping with people,
and
you're...
Oh, no.
You make your way to the top.
Sleep with anyone you want, Mick.
No, but they might snore. How can you get to sleep when someone snores?
Put a peg on their nose.
So it's a big issue, though. Like, a lot of people come out against it. There's, you know, all of a sudden figured out it was wrong. What took him so long?
No, because I think because he got caught, finally got caught.
Yeah, but some people weren't. Like, some people
a lot of people knew within the industry anyway. It was, that's just Harvey.
Yeah.
Mentioning his name in 1998 with one of the late night show blokes.
Yeah.
And it's always been around. In Gone with the Wind, they went around looking for people to play in Gone with the Wind, and these blokes who weren't even to do with it were sleeping with women because they thought they were getting into Gone with the Wind.
Mm.
And they went like the wind. They were gone.
Now, speaking of gone, Australian Survivor is over. It's done.
Thank God.
Now... Melbourne.
Some straight fans here, clearly.
Oh, really good. Clearly our demographic. Melbourne flight attendant Jericho won. Well, there you go.
Did he go to Jericho?
No, I don't think so. I didn't watch Survivor, so I have no idea where he went.
No, Jericho. Don't you know where Jericho is?
Yeah, I've heard of it. Go, Peter.
Yeah, my place. On Fridays and Saturdays on Sky News, there's a show called The B Team. That got the arse because...
Got the axe.
But... He might be coming back with a new show, so Peter people Burnham. Weren't happy about him going off. But stay tuned, coming back with a brand new show.
Called the A-Team.
It'll be called the Peter and Peter Show, with me and Peter Bernard.
All right.
Yeah. The Book Club, gone.
Yeah.
Jennifer Byrne has quit the ABC after 11 years. She's
gone.
She's been Jennifer Byrne. She's been a presenter on Foreign Correspondents, the 7:30 report on Late Line. She'll end the book club on the Christmas special on December 19th. So the book club will be no more. Isn't it sad when the book club always just...
So she's been on telly long enough.
You can be on telly as long as you like, Pete.
This is what's a break. She'll probably come back.
The book club revival.
Yeah.
Book club part two.
What will people do now with their book club? They'll have to actually go to a real book club and talk to people.
Yeah. Have to actually go
just
like
read a book.
That'll be the appendix of the book club.
Was that really a popular show?
I don't know. I didn't watch any of it.
For people
for
books.
11 years. So.
Yeah, well, it was a staple show. Yeah.
Well, I didn't watch it.
No.
But Pete, do you read?
No.
When was the last time you read a book?
Magazines. I read them.
That doesn't count.
Yeah. Are you reading for the articles, Peter?
I only look at the pictures.
As I suspected.
Now, Channel 5 in the UK has signed Neighbours.
Oh, no.
For 258 episodes. Next year. That's nearly every single day of the year.
Because it's on every single
day. Well, they replay twice that day in one day.
No, but these are going to be new episodes.
Steve, nothing is new on Neighbours.
No, I know, but that's incredible.
At the end of the year...
258 episodes.
But you know at the end of the year how they have a climax to, like, Home and Away and Neighbours?
No, we don't.
And then they take a break for 3 weeks or something.
Yeah, but this isn't going to happen.
But this time of year, for the first time, Australia, you might see Neighbours all year round.
Oh,
yeah. So no cliffhangers on Neighbours
anymore.
No,
I'm sure there would be, but...
So Home and Away might go all year round. No cliffhangers on all shows.
No, they can't. The tennis is on.
Huh?
Tennis is on. They can't run it during the tennis.
And the cricket.
Home and Away.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, Neighbours. You've got Big Bash as well, so...
Yeah, but it's on, like, what channel is it on? 11?
10.
11,
no,
yeah.
It's on 11.
No, Big Bash... Oh, well...
Neighbours is not on the main channel.
Oh, yeah. Well, it could change, you know.
Could do. Who knows?
You know, so... But what else have we got here? Move over, Stan. That's right. Move over the way. Stan Walter Presents is coming to Australia via Foxtel On Demand. The foreign language drama service, named after its Walter Man,
Well, showcase.
Who's Walter Mann?
Hmm. Walter Lizzoni. Well, some Italian, all right. Will showcase over 150 hours of TV from Europe and South America.
Haven't we got SBS to do that?
Yeah, but
this is different. This is a subscription service.
Walter presents a Channel 4 video on demand service, which launched in the US early this year. So
excellent.
Stay tuned for that one. More competition coming up.
That's
again.
That's pretty
Australian.
No, it's only for
Bow.
That's it for TV news.
No, come on, Steve.
What else you got?
TV presenter Nine News was good news for his health. He recently went. Andrew Denton was diagnosed with advanced heart disease. So.
And into other short little stories.
He's engaged, isn't he?
I don't know if he's engaged.
He just said he was happy to be engaged.
All right, moving on.
Happy.
Moving on. Casting is now open for the Go reality series Love Island.
Oh.
Now, Pete. Bad news for you. You need to be at least 18 years age. Your mental age is not quite there. And you must hold a valid passport. And you can't be more than 35.
Which is
also you're disqualified too because you're an old bugger. An immature and old bugger.
35 and a half.
And it also will be filmed in Spain.
And you don't have a passport. So.
And yeah, that's kind of why you need the passport. Love Island.
You got to be on an island.
Is this like
but I think that's discrimination.
Are they naked ones?
No.
No.
Yeah.
And... the NRL footy show is set for a refresh next year.
Wow,
about time.
People still watch it?
Oh, yeah, they've been like this every year.
Boring. Yeah, because it's the only show that's on about football.
The AFL footy show is pretty crap.
All right, what do you got there, Peter?
All footy shows like that on a Thursday night are
rubbish. Consumer watchdog the ACCC has launched an investigation into plans to merge Foxtel with Fox Sports. Now, ACCC will look at the impact of the merger on competitions, particularly the supply of sport content and the supply of broadband and telecommunication service to consumers. And it will be open until October 27.
Excellent. All right, that's it for TV.
100.3 FM.
Welcome back to the program. It is time for Mad Mick Presents again.
Act 2.
Action.
Now, how do you double up? Do you think people
roll twice.
Yeah.
Double sixes.
Up
roll again.
Tilopia, they've got a light. They've got a heavy rail or a train track.
Heavy rail.
Now, they're going to knock down Tilopia's shops and all, redevelop it where all the low-income people are, and they're saying, oh, it's going to be, and knock up all these high-rise buildings from six stories or seven stories up to 25 stories.
Right. So the Carlingford line's going to be converted to a light rail from Parramatta to...
Yeah, it's already
to Carlingford or something.
Yeah.
Because at the moment it goes to Clyde, and there's nothing in Clyde, Mick, last time I checked.
Yes, there is.
No, there's not.
Yes, there is.
No. What?
Yeah.
What?
There's Clyde workshops.
Why would you go to Clyde? Why would you and I...
That's where it starts.
I've never been to Clyde.
Why would you even go to Carlingford? There's a second question.
Never been to Carlingford.
You've never been to Carlingford? Oh, Steve, you've not lived.
Well, I'll get this light rail once it comes.
Yeah.
But do they light up when they say a light rail?
Oh, maybe.
So, what are they going to do for all the people who they push out of there, out of these
give them another
existing
house.
Yeah, but where? They haven't got any room
for
them.
How long have they anyway? They've got houses for them.
No, they haven't.
They re-accommodate them. They do, Mick.
That's just a lot of rot.
Yeah.
60,000 people waiting to get on into low-income
houses.
These
people go to the front of the queue because already in housing. So, Pete was one of them, right? He changed houses.
He wouldn't swap.
He did. He was at Minto, then he went to Lemire.
Right.
Yeah, because you know why? Because they knocked down all the houses out of Minnow.
Well, I thought it was polite to let them go out of the house first, which I thought was quite nice of them, really. They could have left them in the house. Yeah. What are you suggesting? Leave them in the house, Mick?
Knocking all the other low-income houses down out of the back of Campbelltown.
Oh, right.
Yeah. They're knocking down high-income houses, too.
Where are they going? It's just like saying you have a storm and it wipes out all the houses. Where are you going to live? In the open? No, you have to have shelter. These people who get thrown out of their... out of Tilopia and Dundas.
They're not going to be homeless, Mick.
Where are they going to put them?
They're going to have to find
there's
other
a lot of homeless people around.
But Mick, well, the government has never said they're not going to accommodate these people. So they could be
really they said they're going to put them back into when they build it, but they're not saying where they're going to put the other
they
people.
They get a temporary accommodation and they get reallocated to other houses.
So it's going to cost them more money. They haven't got...
don't think so.
They've lost 3,000 housing commission houses over the last time we counted. 3,000 and not one has been rebuilt.
They're doing it at Riverwood too. They've done the same thing there.
And where are they going to put
it? They're calling it Washington Square.
Or
Up so in Riverwood.
In Riverwood, yes. They've clearly got an understanding
of
where they are.
Out back of Redfern. They're doing the back of Redfern.
Yeah, because they're putting a metro stop there.
Jump
right?
City.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know why they call it Jump City?
Because they jump out of buildings.
Yeah, a lot of people.
But that's not good.
No, no. But not where are they going to put them? Actually. It's just like putting these people into hotels and motels where they're charging them $80 or $100. The housing commission people, $120, $200
well,
a night.
That's not fair. They shouldn't.
No, that, with that money, it could have been put into back into the housing commission. Putting.
It's not going to pay for it in the end, right, Mick? It's not like free lunch. Yeah. Someone's going to pay for it. Either going to be the taxpayer
taxpayer pays for it.
Yeah.
Where that taxpayer's money could have gone into building low-income houses and saying...
The problem with low-income houses, they cost more money than what they bring back in.
No, they don't.
Yeah, they do.
No, they don't.
Yeah.
No, they don't.
Because they don't pay enough rent.
They do.
No.
If you
have you seen how much a house is in Sydney, Mick?
They're going down now.
A block of land.
They've lost 1.5% of the cost or the value of the houses in the last month.
But a block of land at the back of Campbelltown
a block
is
of
half
land is,
a million.
A block of land
half
is only
dollars.
Worth... You know what's on that half a million dollars?
Dirt.
There's 160... No, there's $80,000 or $120,000
worth
of
levies
tax
to council.
From council.
But even still, the block of land's worth $500,000.
Block of land doesn't go up in... It can go up or go down in value. It always stays there. And the government's got a lot of blocks of land, unless they've sold them all off, like they've normally been doing.
Probably sold them all off, that's a good point.
And now they've got nothing. They've sold off around the rocks. They've sold and made millions.
So they should sell the rocks off, Mick. That was ridiculous.
They were getting their rocks off.
They did get their rocks off.
They got their rocks off. They got rid of the rocks. They're completely
rockless
now.
There was a lot of low-income people living around there.
So?
That's a hysterical place. It's an hysterical...
It's pretty funny.
Mm. But it's ridiculous that you've got to, like, somewhere where they can sell that off, make a lot of money by selling it off.
They were... No one
people
wanted to
like
live
living
there.
In...
No one wanted to live there. They were going to knock it all down in the 60s. Yes, in the 60s until the green bans went through. Mm. Now, the people go, oh, we want to live there now. Everyone wants it, so the price goes up.
But, Mick, the issue with that is that people whinge about those things at the rocks like it's, oh, my God, they're leaving the rocks. Like, a bunch of inner-city hipsters complain about this, my new war on hipsters.
Yeah.
But, like, it happens here at Tilopia. I hear nothing about that. I don't hear the Lord Mayor going out for the people of Tilopia. Like, these lefties don't care about the Mintos or the Bonnie Rigs or many places like this where they've done this process. They've talked... Because you hear the news all the time. Oh, my God, the, you know, 100 people in the rocks are having to move out.
Yeah, but these were people who've lived there for 20, 30 or 40
but
50 years.
But so do these
years.
People that live at Dundas, so do the people that lived at Mintos, so do the people there. And you don't hear that on the news very often.
Yes, you do.
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
No, not as much.
You haven't been watching the news. You haven't been watching the TV.
I watch the TV, Mick. I watch the news. And I can tell you now, if it's the inner city, it gets more coverage.
Out there,
because people don't know where Dundas is.
The worst thing you can do is put them out of the environment and put them into some other place, and it screws them right up.
Mm.
And
no, people have it.
People screwed up. You have big, big problems. When they're nice and stable, put them in. Keep them where they are, nice and stable. It's like this. Oh, that's the other thing.
But you can't move house. Moving house is okay.
Moving house is one of the most stressful jobs you can ever do in your lifetime.
Is it?
So, is that why you never moved?
Yeah, that's right.
Why is it stressful, Mick?
I thought getting out of your mother's womb would have been a bit stressful.
Yeah. No.
It is for the mother. Out.
Oh, yeah.
I wasn't born, I was created.
The stork delivered you, right?
No, the stork didn't deliver me. Aliens delivered me.
Your next topic, Mick.
There you go.
That's where the madness comes from.
We saw this bloke in Singleton run down these other people's cars and hit people with a truck he stole. He come from Macquarie Fields.
Dodgy.
And he comes up and says, oh, I've got mental problems. If he's got mental problems, right, lock him up and keep him in...
Usually when you run people over with cars, you've got mental problems.
A lot of people use that mental...
That's the excuse they use all the time.
And the state government got rid of all our mental homes, like Cullen Park, top or around Ryde and all around there, Gladesville, what for? They said, oh, we need the land so we can build all these other houses on so we can make big money, and we'll put these other people into share accommodation failed, and they get put out in the streets, and that's where most of the homeless people are now, where they come from. Then the government won't say, oh, we've made a mistake. They're too smart to make mistakes, but they're the thickest ones.
Yeah, but
to
they
make
weren't
mistakes.
The best institutions of all time, though. Man.
They were good.
They weren't perfect.
They kept people there who needed to be kept inside.
But were they perfect?
No, of course not.
They'd have problems perfect. And faults. Come on, like Mick.
Yeah, but with their faults, they could have improved and made it better. Not where they put them on the streets and where they're going to live now.
So what about
they can't put them on the streets?
The proposal for private health insurance this week, they announced to include mental health in your private health insurance.
But that's a bloody lurk. It's all smoke and mirrors. Nothing's been done. It's 40 cents to 70 cents a week. And what does that buy you a week? It'll take you 3 months. It'll take you 2 months to get a cup of coffee.
What's the 40 cents for, though?
That's how much you're going to save, between 40 to 70 cents.
Is that it?
Yes.
Oh, I was getting excited there for a moment. I
thought it would have been more than that.
No. That's what they've worked out.
But what about including mental health as part of that program? Because that traditionally had been excluded from private health cover.
If you're on the normal pension or anything.
But we're talking about private health insurance.
On public health insurance, you still get it.
But what about extra coverage in your private health insurance?
It should be automatically done anyway. It shouldn't have to pay for anything like that. Or, as I heard one woman say, if I didn't have private insurance and I had some medical problem going, I would have died if I didn't have private insurance. That doesn't matter. You should have had it covered in public health or any private health. It doesn't matter. You should get the same thing. They do it in England.
No.
They do it in England.
The private health pays more. They should get something extra for paying for it. Otherwise, why would they pay for private health
insurance?
You find
people with private health having to pay more than what...
They should get something. They pay more money for nothing.
You're finding people with private health having to pay more for the same operation than if you're on a public thing. And that's not right either.
But Mick, what should private health insurance give you then?
Gives you stuff all.
No, but it should give you something, right? If you're paying more for...
It gives you a bad bill.
I don't mind paying.
You're on a big on a good whack. You get on a fair.
Yeah, you're on a good whack.
If you had a family, and you're paying for your house and you're paying for the family, that's Struggle Street, mate. Struggle Street, unless you're over $100,000.
Or you just save and you're good with money, but.
Yeah. Or you tell the kids you can't have this and you can't have that, and then they scream.
Oh, well, they shut up.
Well, so they should. Damn children.
Go outside.
Back in my day.
Back in your day, you were nearly drowned, weren't you?
You nearly drowned?
Yeah.
I nearly drowned.
How did I nearly drown?
Yeah.
When?
Drowning in love.
Yeah, Glenn.
Drowning in love.
Drowning in love.
Well, I did get my get better
That's
soon
why
you need
card. Health insurance.
Yeah, I do.
Dying in love.
I nearly drowned several times.
Really?
Yep.
Bad swimmers here.
No.
So if you need us to save you while you're swimming.
Don't bother. No, I've got the bronze medallion. I got that when I was in year 8.
Wow.
I don't know why.
For what?
For life saving. It was so hilarious because I was the one that needed to be saved. I don't know how I got it.
Did you get your bronze medallion?
Was it like a participation medal?
No, they just gave it to me, but like I was the worst at the swimming ability. Like,
he might have been able to drown, go down and never come up. I was holding his breath.
It's a tricky one.
Yeah.
Yes. No brain damage included.
Oh, we thought there was.
Yes. Well,
doesn't he show brain damage?
Yeah, it's a shame.
All right.
Wow.
Anything else, Mick?
No, not really.
All right. I think we'll leave it on the...
Yeah, we'll leave it on the Glenn's got brain damage bit. Yeah, how about that?
Mick, you also had another one you wanted to talk about?
Yeah. I thought the government has come to their senses and the Liberal Party has come to their senses.
Mm-hmm.
But...
You love the Liberal Party, Mick.
What they've done was take away the drug testing at Spilt Milk. That's a pop festival in Canberra.
Yeah.
We are post... No matter how long man's been around, he's always been taking drugs. Religion is a form of drug. So
not yet illegal.
It is illegal in some
places. I don't think there's any like religious dealers, are there?
Yes, there is.
Of the Pope?
Yeah, hey,
you can arrest him on the drug dealer charges.
Well,
he's got some pretty big bling on, right? So you can arrest him up.
Remember, the Pope, you can't be a Taliban. That's a religious thing.
You can't.
You can't be ISIS. That's another...
That's
thing.
Also a terrorist group.
I don't think anyone wants to be ISIS. But,
but with this...
It's a terror group, Mick.
Yeah. Do they, with this terror group, do they play music as well?
No. No.
Oh, they only sing then.
They just explode, Mick. They just explode.
Okay. The most common sense is you want to protect your children from bad drugs. No matter, you always know there will always be drugs taken at concerts.
Oh, of course.
There's always be.
No,
the
not
most
always.
Important thing is keeping them safe.
No, come on, Mick.
Since
Woodstock,
right, Mick?
No, it's before Woodstock.
I'm pretty sure at the jazz festival.
How many people got drunk in the Prohibition time when they listened to music?
Oh, man.
Jazz. Listen to jazz. So no matter what it is, you want to keep people safe.
The country music festival down at the local club?
Oh, they had drugs. They had alcohol.
They're from the chemist, though.
They had alcohol.
That's their prescription drugs.
So their prescription drugs. It's their
more people die from prescription drugs than die from other drugs.
Because they're addicted to it.
Because they're dying and they need them to survive. It's not the cause and effect.
No, they don't need all these drugs. But matter of fact, you know there's going to be drugs taken and you want to keep them safe. So some of the drugs they sell are deadly. And you want to be able to say, this is bad for you, don't take that, here's a good one for you. You have to look at it the right way, you have to think common sense. It's been over 100 years on this drug war, fighting drugs, and they haven't won anything. What they've done is put people in jail, cost them trillions of dollars in putting people in jail for courts, for jails, for employees or things, and then you have all the corruption through. So you have to look at it and say, right, this is what's been. It hasn't worked. The English worked out the 100-year war. The French didn't work, so they made friends with them.
Mm. Are they really friends?
Yep.
No. French and English in a football match.
That's football. But that's the way you have
to
look at it.
The French don't like speaking English still.
Mm.
And a lot of English don't like speaking French.
They can't speak French. It's different.
Oui, monsieur.
Yes, exactly. Monsieur, frog legs.
Parlez vous français?
Okay, don't swear.
On travel?
Croissant. But, Mick, isn't it common sense, too, that you just don't take drugs?
No.
Yeah, it is. It's common sense. No. You won't die. If I don't take drugs, I won't die from drugs.
Why were drugs invented? To get you out of your problems.
I have no problems.
You might not have any problems, but a lot of other people have.
Oh, God.
You have a look at down in the depressions. The three things that took off was gambling, which is a drug, and alcoholism, and bashing your wives because they were drunk, or having fights because they were drunk. See? This is what happens when you have bad drugs.
So should gambling then be all okay? Do whatever you like with gambling?
No, the gambling should be banned.
Okay, so you want to ban gambling
more people
as a drug, but you're happy to keep drugs as okay?
Yeah, more creative, these drugs.
I think you've got
a
bit of hypocrisy.
People are dying from gambling.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, they do.
They do.
How?
One bloke just got put away for a long time because his wife owned so much money, and the bloke who owned wanted the money back got pulled into a thing and got stabbed to death. A lot of people get stabbed through gambling.
Yeah, but that's not that's not dying from.
That's from gambling. That's from gambling.
Yeah, that was
If you don't pay a gambling debt,
circumstance.
No.
Hey, if Fat Tony is not happy, Steve. Well, Fat Tony will.
Don't borrow money from Fat Tony.
But shouldn't you have a Fat Tony test at the casino? Is Fat Tony really a nice guy? He'll only break your legs slightly.
And look how much gambling corrupts our society.
No, not really.
Yeah.
What? Paying $10 on a lotto ticket.
No, not that. Have a look at down at Darling Harbour, all that, the casino down there on
Piermont.
Bangaroo.
And Piermont as well.
But I don't understand why you got such a big problem with gambling and then drugs.
Gambling
are okay.
Does more damage to humans than drug taking. Because when you have drug taking, it only hurts a person who takes a drug
or
the immediate family. But if you take gambling, it affects the people who gamble, it affects the people who chase the gamblers to get their money, it affects the people who are part of their family.
But so does
drugs. And it also affects the people who get ripped off to pay for the gambling debts.
But doesn't also drugs affect people around you? It has to.
It does.
Family, friends, people you know.
It depends on what you're doing.
You can be violent, you can do all sorts of things.
When
you might break into my cookie cabinet and take all my bloody cookies.
That's because they got the munchies.
Peter takes the cookies every week.
Yeah, no.
I'm a bit suspicious by that.
We're Australians. We don't have cookies. We have biscuits.
No.
Biscuits are Australian. Cookies are American. No. And Americans are bad.
They're cookies.
American culture is very bad.
No, it's not.
It is. You have a look at it. Discrimination of the blacks. You have a look at seeing how many people get shot.
Don't kneel down yourself.
People get shot in Australia too.
No, but not as badly as in America.
Yeah, obviously, but people still get shot.
No, not as badly over in America.
People still get shot.
Mick wins that argument. It's hard to argue with that.
No, I'm not saying that it doesn't happen. I'm just saying it happens too. Like
America has won that.
You might have one person die, two people die, three people die, but not 1,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 people getting shot by the police. And if they're going to ban something, they might as well ban cars, because they kill more people than drugs. Or religion, they kill more people than drugs. So if you want to keep people safe,
just ban everything.
Just ban people.
Make sure guns don't get in the hands of people. So ban people.
Well, that's not going to happen.
And the guns won't fire anyone.
Yeah, you can't ban people, Mick, unfortunately.
That's a good way to end it, Mick.